the rest of the story. There was a little nick whittled into the fence out back, a small, unobtrusive, yet apparently purposeful mark. But little Marianne never thought much about that cryptic notch in the wooden picket. Until that night. That night she was reading in her bedroom. An open window let in the spring breeze, only crickets chirping outside, until the knocking started. At first Marianne thought it may be the sound of a tree branch nodding against the house, but eventually something intelligent blossomed in the faint repeated rapping, and with the awareness of this, the little girl's blood ran cold. Mammy Sally, the house servant, more parent to her in many ways than her own father and stepmother, had filled her head since she was a toddler with tales of spirits visiting in the night. It was a delight to be frightened by those ghost stories when the sun was in the sky. But not now. Not while one of the phantoms was making noises somewhere out there in the darkness. Irresistibly intrigued, the child snuffed the candle on her nightstand, crept to the window, peered down into the yard, and yes, there was a shadow lurking beyond the back fence. The fence with that mysterious mark on it, and then another figure appeared, also dull, barely distinguishable. It seemed to be moving from the house toward the fence, and then the knocking stopped. Marianne scrambled back into bed and pulled the covers over her head. It was not until the next day, in the most private possible moment, that the little girl asked and Mammy Sally related the rest of the story. The notch in the fence? Mammy Sally had made that herself. She had put it there to inform fleeing slaves that someone in that house stood ready with food and assistance. Open your eyes, child, the servant entreated. There is a world of suffering all around you. There is a slave jail just 3 blocks from here where folks are kept in cages. There is an auction block not far from there, and a black locust whipping post, 1 foot wide and 10 feet high, on the southwest corner of the square. It is a world of brandings and beatings and hangings and worse, and if you only listen, you can hear the cries or the knocking in the night. Little Marianne never told Mammy Sally's secret. Nor did she ever again see her hometown, Lexington, Kentucky, through the same eyes. As she grew up, a rebellious spirit grew within her, and of course she became an avid, aggressive abolitionist, far more so even than her husband. And his name has since become synonymous with emancipation. In fact, it was she, some say, who most influenced him. And so the legacy of a slave, named Mammy Sally. For all of her life, Marianne, the girl who would become the woman who would become First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln, all of her life when she prayed, she borrowed words from the slave prayers, "Hide me, O my Savior." Well, now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.